How Many Birds is an article that's written by Peter Abbott. A lot of wildlife has seriously declined, and not just our birds. Do people believe this? Many do, and we prove it by simply counting them. Counting birds started in earnest in 1965, with other wildlife a little later. There are two main methods, either spot counts, which would be appropriate on lakes, or walking through an area and counting as you go. This is usually done for a fixed area of 1 square kilometre. The grid boxes on a 1 to 50,000 OS map, chosen randomly. This is done to prevent bias, as some might choose a hot spot to get more birds. This method is called the Breeding Bird Survey and is organised by the British Trust of Ornithology, the BTO. It was started at a nationwide scale in 1994. The scale has steadily grown from 1,571 kilometre squares in 1994 to over 4,000 squares in 2018. I was involved and organised this survey for South Oxfordshire, Bicester, Caversham and Highworth, Henley, a big area from 1991 to 2001. Similar surveys are done across Europe and show declines from 30% to 50%. There are various causes, from widespread use of pesticides and herbicides for the grey partridge, being too tidy for house sparrows, and the spread of germs and bacteria in the finches, particularly greenfinch. We are all responsible, not just the farmers, and we need to change some of our habits. Gardeners vary. Some like it very regimented, others more random, reminiscent of the cottage garden. I would not want to change this, but some plants in garden centres are bred to be larger, might be sterile, or their structure such that some insects cannot reach the pollen and nectar. Many of the wild plants in Britain and in some gardens are much more wildlife friendly, so perhaps we could learn something. So what about our local patch? Some people have told me that they have turtle doves in their gardens. This is very unlikely, and most probably these are collared doves which originate from India and have steadily migrated from there to reach the UK. The bird first appeared in Lincolnshire in 1952 and quickly spread to nest in Norfolk by 1957, eventually spreading to the whole of Britain. The turtle dove is quite different. It used to breed around Benson near Potter's Farm and main scrapyard. It is much prettier than any other dove or pigeon in Britain. Its call is completely different and is the only true migrant flying off to the Sahel south of the Sahara for the winter. It is mostly a small seed eater, though it does like fresh peas. Herbicides do not help, and it has been shot on a huge scale in the Mediterranean countries. But we need to change our ways. This message, fortunately, is now repeatedly being made on TV, even in gardening programmes and Countryfile. So to all of those that are changing, please do keep up the good work. And there are photographs of a collared dove and of a turtle dove showing that they are very, very different birds.